Yo, what's going on, guys?
What's good, hey, gents?
What's up, man?
Where we going?
Bro, anywhere but 2020.
All right, let's go.
Garbage.
Word.
Go to the Aztecs or something.
Calm down.
Is that a war at the border?
Oh,
no. Oh, no. Let's
get out of here.
Let's go back. Let's go back.
That's a fact.
What's going on, bro?
What's up?
Ain't shit, man. Over here.
Word.
Vibing in the city of New York.
Yep.
What's going on outside, man? I've been trapped inside all day.
It's cold.
It's cold.
I miss summer.
Oh, for real, man. Summer's a fucking shit here in New York City.
Yeah.
See some, you know what? I'd rather get off two rated R out here, but you know, you see some biddies out there.
I see the runners.
Well, yo, you see the runners with the masks on? What's going on with that shit?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I give them credit, though. You know, I don't know how much I can breathe when I'm running, but I give them credit.
You can just imagine someone fucking running with a mask on and just faint. Like, I don't know what you need. Do you need water?
Oxygen?
Do you need. If she looks good, she's getting mouth to mouth. If it's an old man, I'm sorry, buddy. I'll stomp on your chest real quick.
On his face. Is that enough?
Do you feel that great? Nah, but that's what it is. Now everybody has a mask just for fashion.
Yeah.
Like
trend.
Yeah, just for a trend.
Yeah.
Like when you buy the mask online, it'll tell you that it's not going to prevent any viruses.
All of them say that, except for the The
N95?
Yeah.
But you can't breathe in that thing.
No. Yeah, it's very like...
It's really stuck Darth to your Vader face.
Mask.
I get it and shit, but damn, right?
Yeah.
You can't breathe.
Even the filtered ones too, like...
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. I don't know how I feel about those.
Well, the N95 one, that one only lasts, I think, 8 hours.
Yeah.
And then you gotta replace
it. Then you gotta replace the filter.
Where do you want me to get these things from?
Yeah. You can't find them. And if you do find them, it's so up-priced because everybody wants them.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Everybody wants these things, but not anymore. Everybody's all, like, going crazy for it and looking for the construction masks and crazy shit with the filters.
I've seen the industrial masks, the ones with the two.
Oh, yeah. Look like fucking on some like hazard shit.
Yeah, the ones that they use for like painting mm-hmm. or whatever. Like I seen people in like CVS or Rite Aid wearing them. I'm like, it's a little over the top. Like,
yeah, it was too much. Like people coming out here in fucking biohazard suits. Like, did you guys that shit on Amazon, bro? Come on.
Oh, even the gas mask. I saw one person with a gas mask. I was like, what are you doing? Like it's hot outside, first of all.
His face is sweating.
Yeah,
shit.
I was just like, you keeping all the COVID in there with all that drip in you. I don't know.
That's
man.
So stupid. And who was it? I think this chick, Alyssa Milano, though. That's the chick from Charmed,
yeah,
right?
From Charmed.
She knitted like these, like these crochet masks.
Oh God!
From yarn.
That's worse. That's.
Like, yo,
first of all,
it's completely open.
It's completely open, and all that moisture stays right there. Like when you work out, you're not like don't. They always say don't wear cotton.
Right,
something wick.
Yeah, exactly.
Supposed to.
That shit was dumb though. You know, you need something to cover your mouth.
Yeah,
like something that's knitted is not gonna. It's like a fucking sweater. Like,
yeah, no,
she's fucking retarded.
Yeah, that's crazy.
I mean, I love the girl. She's hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I loved her and Charmed.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I guess common sense is just not that common.
No.
Holy
fuck. I think
fuck.
It's just whatever people just think about it, and then they're like, this could be worn as a mask. It could be worn as a mask.
That's stupid. But now it went from everybody being scared to, you know, everybody's trying to get the N95s
yeah.
or, you know, they settled for the blue one.
Yeah.
And then now it's just the trend.
Yep.
Now everybody's looking for like, you know, that Batman one or the Power Ranger one.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hocus Pocus ones that
yeah,
Halloween's
yeah.
coming.
Halloween design, Christmas.
Think is nobody afraid anymore? Like
I'll say this. the mask trend, because I'm calling it as a trend right now, it was done before, like, COVID happened. Like, a lot of these SoundCloud rappers, or, like, maybe a rapper or two, they wore, like, design masks or designer's mask, and that was their thing, and they would perform and everything in it. So it's just, like...
Now it's just cool.
Yeah, now it's just cool. Get the coolest mask, like, right now. I'm rocking a skull mask, like... but whatever, like... Cover my face.
No, it's true. Like,
I was saying, cover your face.
I think I've only purchased out of my own pocket I've bought two masks. But one was for me and one was for my boy, which was the same mask. But we use it for work.
Yep.
I think out of my own pocket, that's the only one I paid for. I have a couple.
I do got a couple. I got a couple of free ones. I gave one to you. To your kid.
Yeah, well, she loved that shit. Everybody, she said that she was at the doctor's, and people just like looking at her like they knew what it was. They just like, where'd she get that shit? I think we were walking somewhere too when someone complimented her on the mask.
If I wear one of those masks from where I got them from, like, everybody's like, where you got that? I'm like, online. I don't want to give it out. Like,
want everybody to have it.
I don't want everybody to have it around in my job. Like, let me just have it. Let me be the cool
one. The only one.
But I know I told some people the price, and they're like, you spent that much? I'm like, it's nice.
A cool mask.
Yeah, I'm like, you want one, right?
Exactly. They're like, probably dropped
that. Yeah, but not for that price.
Yeah, all right. So that's it. It secretly went.
What's the website?
Yeah.
Nah. Was it, The Rock just came out with a mask. I think he dropped it with his new line
like 2 days ago. I'm surprised. A lot of celebrities been getting bashed.
Why?
With making their own mask or releasing masks.
Really?
They're profiting off us at a time where we can't give out money.
I get
not give out money, but like...
Right, spend.
Spend money, yeah.
I get that. But then, okay, if it's that big of a deal, then don't buy one.
Don't buy one, or make sure maybe they're doing it for charity. Like,
right, they could be donating the profits. 50%
is going to helping the doctors or whatever.
Right.
Like, I know a lot of them are doing that. Like, all the masks that I bought, except maybe two or three, was just for the company. But the other ones that I got, like, a bunch from, they were using some of that money to donate to the doctors, or I forgot what.
Well, they donate profits, at least that.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I don't know if The Rock's doing that. I know I saw his mask today. That shit's like $35.
Excuse me?
$35. But he claims, you know, I saw the way they broke it down. It's kind of like a mask within a mask. So it's like, okay. like that. Then it has like another, like the filter with another layer. So that shit looks nice, but it comes in one color, which is like that purplish navy blue type.
Yeah.
And then... according to him, you know, is good on your face. It keeps you cool. You know, or supposedly everything good. But then the reviews are saying that shit's too fucking hot. You can't work out in this thing. But
I think it's to each own. Because honestly, like, everybody complains I can't breathe or it's too hot. I'm like, at the end of the day, like, you still need to cover yourself.
Yeah.
And yes, a mask is not the greatest when you're doing intense workout. But at the same time...
I mean, I don't think these masks are not intended for people to work out in.
Nah.
I think from my understanding, if you're going to the gym, you take it off while you're doing your exercise?
No, they want it on at all times.
Really?
Yeah, any machine.
Holy shit.
Yeah, the gym by my job, you could wear the mask, the face shield.
Yeah.
Or... something else. I know there was like, they only allow like two or three things.
See, where do people get those face shields from?
Online.
Because I've seen kinds.
I think I seen some at a store or two.
Really?
Yeah, the face shields.
Like, I've seen like the ones that like they're strapped on your head.
Yeah, yeah.
I've seen some that like come as glasses.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's just like here.
Yeah,
just your eyebrows
like,
just, down.
Yeah. But then it's like a fucking, they all look like a Star Wars character.
Yeah, but like a stormtrooper.
I would have rocked those. Like, I imagine if it's me, I sneeze, now my fucking, yeah, my whole face shield's all dirty and shit.
I saw a guy coming out the gym, and it was like, I guess he, you know, he had an intense workout, cool, whatever. But like, you see his face mask dripping with his sweat, and I'm just like, and I'm like, you know, you're supposed to stay away from that because you never know the wet particles, as they say, mm-hmm. like. You know, be careful with other people's wet particles because...
Man, they don't know anymore. They're talking about coronavirus is airborne. And then they said it might not be airborne. And they said then it might be airborne. What the fuck is it?
That's like, why there's so many memes. There was one, I think what I showed you and you and Eddie, the one with the restaurant that is airborne. So if you sit down, it's just going to fly over your head.
Over your head.
It's just like... But... No, it's not what it means. Like, it's everywhere.
Right, it's everywhere. It's everywhere around you.
Look, honestly, I'll go walk my dog. I don't wear one. Unless there's certain times because I know there's a lot of people out. But right now, if I was to go walk my dog, I'm not going to wear one.
No.
I know there's nobody in the streets. Maybe like one random person going home right now. But I'm not wearing one out on the streets when I'm walking my dog for like 10 minutes at least.
Listen, if... You're not mandated to wear one in the street.
Yeah.
So I don't wear one in the street. I don't care if you want to call me selfish, whatever. But you know what? You should wear one then.
Yeah.
I mean, it's true. If you're so worried about who's not wearing one,
it's definitely
then
true.
You wear one.
Definitely.
Like sometimes that I've walked in the sidewalk, obviously, and people just walk around me because they see I don't have a mask.
Yeah. And that's fine.
I'm taking no type of way, but. Listen, man, I'm going to walk free. If I have a choice, I'm going to take the choice of not wear it. I don't want to wear it. I already wear that shit fucking 8 hours at work or more.
Yeah.
And then I got to wear it when I go to a mask, when I go to a store, when I go to a deli, if I want to do food shopping.
Some delis around here, unfortunately, like don't really care if you wear a mask. But then I saw a story today. I forgot whose story it was on IG. And he said he went to go get food. And the person there was like, oh, you need to wear a mask. And the guy was just, guy that I saw his story, he was just like, so then why are you not wearing a mask? It's just like, you can't be hypocritical if you're not wearing a mask.
Right.
You can't tell the customers to wear a mask. Because, right. And you don't even have signs. Like.
Yeah, you got to have all that.
Yeah, like.
Was he at least behind a glass?
No, it was just.
See?
I think it was a pizza shop. So it was just like one of those like.
Like, dude, you're going to sneeze COVID onto my pepperoni slice. And you're going to tell me to fuck.
Yeah.
Man, it's the face mask is turned into a big ordeal. And I understand. I understand the whole, I guess, the concept of the mask. But is the mask really helping?
Like, honestly, I don't know. But sometimes I'm just like, I hate smell. Like, you know, after a while, you know, you got your hot breath sometimes like after you're eating.
Yeah.
And you're smelling what you're eating. Yeah. And it's just like, God damn, man. Like,
you ever eat
you don't
pizza?
Carry gum. Like.
You ever eat pizza and then you have to put your mask back on?
I had like some type of chicken the other day. And I put my mask on because I'm at work and I gotta wear it. And then I'm like, I smell it. I'm like, damn, man. I'm like, the food tastes good. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, the food is good.
But like, you know, you don't want to smell it. Though. It's like you eating something with onions.
Yeah.
And then you smelling your onion breath.
Yeah,
with the garlic.
No, I think what was the other day at work? I think I went on my meal and then I've sprayed Lysol into my mask. Figure, you know.
Yeah.
Disinfected a little bit. But I sprayed so much that fucking shit didn't dry in time. So I'm fucking, I don't know if I got high or some shit.
You probably did.
That shit was fucking me up. I was like, yeah, the shit was killing me. I was like, fuck, bro. And the shit was still wet. Like, I didn't know what
you
to do.
Put,
paper towel?
Paper towel. I think that's excessive also. I've seen, I don't know, don't judge me, people, but I've seen people, like, they put their mask. And then they put a paper towel inside. And then they put another mask on top.
Damn.
And I'm just like, that's a little too much. And I'm just like, and then you want to complain that you can't breathe.
Right.
Or like you need to move your mask down to only your lips and expose your nose. But it's just like, look, you have paper towel, a mask, and then another mask. Like, that's a little much. Like, I can understand the paper towel because honestly, these masks will make me break out.
Yeah, they do. They do.
And of course, like, if I'm going to the bathroom and I know my mask is wet, I'm drying it because I have the air dryer, but they're making me break out, man.
Yeah, it doesn't. The rashes.
Yeah, you know, man.
New York City has gotten to the point where they've, I want to use the word deputized, like all these city agencies, like, for example, New York City Health, New York City Buildings, just like these agencies that had nothing to do with health, other than health, they've activated them to the point where they can go and check on a supermarket because they're in the orange zone, the red zone.
Yeah.
Or no, they're in the red, they'd be closed. They're in the orange zone. So they're allowed to go check them 2, 3, 5, 20 times a day.
Wow.
They'll come, they'll leave, they'll come back. And it's gotten to the point that, you know, New York City Buildings walks into a supermarket and we're like, oh, you're not wearing a mask. Like, dude, you work in New York City Buildings. Who the fuck are you to tell me?
Yeah.
But the mayor said, everybody's doing that shit now.
And they're getting out tickets?
They're getting out tickets. It'll be $1,500 to the store and $1,000 to the person not wearing the mask properly. So ooh, you'll get one personally and wow, then one goes to the store.
That's the...
You crazy? You know what it is?
I understand we're at a money loss right now because of COVID and stuff, but, you know, who has $1,000
exactly
to drop? Let's think about this. Like, who has $1,000 right now with no job, let's say?
Yeah.
And if you do have a job, you're still not making the money.
Yeah, the unemployment.
You're supposed to make. And then you got got unemployment. Like, who's going to drop $1,000 right now? Like, nobody. Like, and you know how the city is? You got to pay it all.
Yeah.
There's no payment plans with the city.
No.
You got to pay it all, and you got to figure it out.
Like, yep.
And it's just like, how? And then sometimes they don't even take credit cards, so you got to figure
it. Yeah, you got to take cash.
Money order, cash, whatever, the check.
It's bullshit. And, you know, it's crazy because I can see both sides. I can see that, you know, let's hit them with a deep fine. They won't do that shit again. I get that. You know, COVID's real and yes, people are dying from it. I get that
COVID
as well.
COVID is real, people.
But I feel like the city's trying to capitalize on on the whole
definitely
thing, the whole situation, which is not right either.
I do see cops every now and then in the streets. They give out
masks
because they are carrying it. I don't know how safe that is because they are taken out of a plastic bag.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how safe that is. My job does that too. Like, they pre-package mask, and then they'll give you a box of gloves.
Okay.
I don't take it because I got my own masks, and they're fine with that as long as I'm wearing one.
Right.
But I just feel like you're grabbing mask out of a box with your hands. Who knows?
I mean, you're gonna touch the next one.
Yeah, who knows if the prepper's even wearing gloves?
Yo, did you see? Did I send you that video of I don't want to say what group of people, but they were making the masks, and you see all the masks on the floor.
Oh yeah,
these dudes
yeah
are barefoot.
Yeah, I saw that. Yeah,
and these are the masks that we're all putting on our faces.
Yeah, I'm like, who knows? Who knows if they sanitize it afterwards? But like,
yeah,
I'm like, even with that, like, you're stepping on it. It's on the floor. Who knows? That floor is dusty, dirty.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Like, you don't even know if that person that's prepping it,
yep,
and making it is coughing, sneezing, like, you know, like dripping sweat. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. I also think that, you know, there's another certain group of people in Brooklyn that are fucking this whole thing up. I think they're the ones, well, they're partially to blame for the rise in spikes of the COVID. Like,
there's a video out today, and don't want to get political, but like, you see them like cheering and chanting, and it's huge crowds, and I'm just like,
these are the same
like,
ones that
it,
from Borough
it
Park.
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm like, I get it. Like, honestly, I get it. Like, I don't want to be in COVID no more. Like, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of like not going out, not going to, you know, not being hanging out with a huge group of friends because we gotta be safe. Like going out to eat, like, I get it. I'm tired of it too. But I'm not gonna be the one, let's say that I'm a carrier, because you don't know if you're a carrier.
Right.
You just know you feel symptoms and then you overthink like, oh, do I have it?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not gonna expose it. But they don't care. Like, they just like...
No, they have no regard for anybody else. I mean, they all pass it on to each other.
That's what
they all died from it.
Yeah.
And as they were dying from it, they went to the funerals.
Yeah.
And still not wearing a mask.
God, yes.
And from what I understand, I don't have the facts 100%, but if somebody died from COVID, the body still has the virus.
Yeah, that's what I heard too.
It still emits the virus up to a certain amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
And then if these guys are having a funeral for that person who died from the virus, and none of them are wearing masks either.
Nope.
I was like, you kidding me? They don't learn.
Supposedly it lingers. We don't know. We can't say we have 100 facts because, like, something's changing every day.
Right.
Or it lasts on a surface for 5 hours, and then they'll be like, oh, 24 hours.
Yeah.
And then they'll dump it down to, like, 10 hours, and it's just like, what is it?
Yeah, they don't know yet what we're working with.
Yeah.
There's a... I got a message on WhatsApp. I don't know how accurate it is, but I got one before when the COVID thing first started.
Yeah.
And now I got on a second one, and it's this Spanish lady saying she works in the hospital and saying that they had a meeting in their hospital talking about that another virus is coming out around November, December.
The second wave or something else?
They're calling it Virus X, according to the message.
Okay.
Virus X, and supposedly is going to be stronger than COVID. So I don't know how true that is.
This year has brought craziness. Like, it was January was fine. February was fine.
March hit.
It was sort of fine, but then, like, there was a different...
There was
a different vibe to March. And then once, like, end of March came...
That's it.
It was,
shut down.
Shut down, shit show. And, like, just bad things started happening each and every month. And it's just like...
Yep.
Celebrities, bombings,
crime
rates going up, like all these riots, all these protests, like I don't have nothing against protesters, like, you know, fight for your rights, get it, but don't go crazy. Yeah. And then a lot of them don't even wear masks during these protests, and it's just like you want to fight for your rights, but you're not understanding your rights that, like, you know, you need to protect yourself. I understand it's not a law. Like, I get it. But, like, do you want to bring that back home to, like, your
sick mom, or
your family or your girl?
That's right.
Or, like, if you're taking care of your grandmother, like, you want to bring something back that you didn't know you had.
Right.
And then you exposed it to somebody you love and care for.
Yeah, they could be asymptomatic and have the antibodies, but then when they bring it home to grandma, she might not have that. And, you know, she could pass because you brought it home and you were being careless.
Yeah. All I know is I feel like the 100% fact, I feel like anybody that has illness already or, like they're already...
The underlying illness?
Yeah, either from asthma or, like, any type of illness or, like, even... problems that you had in the past, like, I think that affects them. I feel like that really affects them more. Like, I've seen a lot of people that I know that have, like, past illnesses or, like, dealing with whatever their problem might be, and they got it.
Yeah.
And it sucks.
Yeah.
And a lot of them say that it really sucks to have it.
Yeah.
And then some say, like, it wasn't so bad, but you can really feel your body draining.
Yeah. So a lot of people have different symptoms.
Yeah.
Like, Carmen, like, practically died.
Crazy.
That was scary as shit.
Yeah.
But my mom, she had it, but she didn't know. And till this day, she can't really taste.
Yeah.
And she lost sense of taste, and hasn't really come back.
That was a new thing. Nobody knew that you lose taste until somebody knew. And then people are saying, oh, I'm losing hair, too.
Oh, shit.
And then that was added on to...
The
symptoms for COVID. And it was just like, there's something new every day. So, like, it's real, but we just don't know 100% how true is it. Eddie's brother got it, and he was fine. Like, he stood home. Like, he was quarantined. He, you know, all he did was work and back.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, one day, he was just like, I can't taste.
Damn.
Like, he was literally eating, and he was like, I can't taste this. And... you know, Eddie was just like, what do you mean? And Eddie tried it like maybe like. To, like
and, you can't taste these tacos.
Yeah, it was just like. I wasn't with Eddie at the time. I was at home, but Eddie was like, yo, I think Dario has it. And I was just like, oh, snap. And I'm like, go get the test. And
he had it. Damn.
Yeah, Eddie didn't get it, which was good, but he had it. And even, you know, Dario has asthma, so.
Oh, shit.
So, like, he had to, like, make sure, like.
Did he get his taste back? Did?
Yeah, he got his taste back after, I think after like that, let's say like 3 weeks, 3-4 weeks.
Shit, my mom's.
But like he still says like every now and then, like it's like he'll taste it, but like not as like, oh my god, it tastes good. But like, okay,
like it's off.
Like it's there, it's on and off, yeah. So that's crazy.
That's crazy, man. But see, did he wear masks?
Yeah.
See, look at that
shit. He wore masks.
So he wore masks and he still got it.
Somebody probably had it, maybe at his job, or like maybe like he went to the store real quick or the supermarket and somebody maybe touched him or like bounced on him.
Right.
Who knows? And he touched himself because, you know, a lot of people do that. They touch their face, their nose.
But look at that. Even so, he wore a mask and he still got it. So, you know, is the mask even working? Is there a point to the mask? I get, like, if you're wearing a mask.
But then who knows?
And you're wearing a mask, and you sneeze.
Yep.
Okay, that shit, all that stayed in there, I get it.
Yep.
But typically, a person with manners, when you sneeze, you know, you fucking sneeze away, you sneeze down, you cover your mouth.
And your shirt, and your elbow. And...
So, I don't know. I believe the mask works to just, like, a certain degree. But I don't know if it's really helping the numbers.
I don't know. At least we had a decrease in the numbers of that was growing.
Today. The numbers went back down?
Yeah, it went down a little. Not a lot, a little.
Man.
In the hot zones that New York has right now, but.
Which is.
I guess it's something.
You see, there's a lot in Queens now, too.
Yeah.
That shit's spreading.
It's Queens and Brooklyn, mostly.
Yeah.
Not the city.
I wonder why.
What, the city?
Yeah, why not the city?
I don't know. Times Square is lit. It's lit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm
everybody's
saying,
there.
Like, we went. How many times?
Yeah, at least cool
3-4 times.
Yeah.
With masks on.
Yeah.
And there's literally a lot of people
Everybody's chilling the steps.
Yeah. And a lot of them don't have masks on. Yeah. Like, they don't care.
They don't care because they're outside. No, that shit is crazy. Man, but one thing that, you know, okay, so obviously COVID was an unfortunate event.
Yeah.
But it kind of brought back some good things. For example, the drive-ins.
Yeah.
Before you couldn't find a drive-in anywhere.
Yeah.
The only drive-in I knew was fucking 4 hours away.
Yeah, like Jersey, upstate somewhere.
Yeah.
Long Island, maybe.
Now there's drive-ins everywhere. Yep. Everywhere in Long Island. The one you took me to, the Ghostbusters one, that was just a fucking a screen in the back of someone's fucking property.
There's one at the Bel Air Diner in Astoria.
Yeah, yeah, in Astoria. That one's free, isn't it?
I'm not too sure. I think maybe you gotta like order their restaurant food, of course. But I don't know.
I know they're giving Greece something over there.
Yeah, yeah.
There's another one. Well, there's one over here. The Skyline, Skydive.
Yeah.
But that shit. I looked up the price. Is $60 for a ticket? They say, oh, you could bring up to 7 people. My man, I don't have a van to put 7 people. What if I want to just fucking go with my kid? That's just two of us.
That's $30 a pop. Like that's,
exactly. It's not worth it.
It's not 3D, first of
exactly.
all.
Exactly.
Or it's not RPX, is it?
Yeah.
It's not RPX. It's a regular screen with a monitor or whatever they're using. And that's it. Like
it is.
$30. At least, like, ours was what? Like 60, but you got a meal.
We got the food, yeah.
And the movie.
Yeah. But that shit, that's 60
for just the movie? Like, I'd rather stay home and watch it for
hell free. Yeah. Stream that shit.
Stream it, Fire Stick, what?
Something.
Hulu, Netflix,
yeah,
whatever.
Get the fuck out of here. $60. I know this shit is nice, though. It's a fucking waterfront and everything.
Yeah. I think that there's one in Brooklyn, too. There's, I don't know where. I think by Sunset Park or something.
That's the one, I think. It's called the Skyline.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then it's
I think it's that one. There's another one. Well, Long Island has a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of land out there. There's
probably
another one.
Staten Island probably has one, but nobody goes there. Sorry, Staten Island people.
Sorry, but that's the dumps over there.
I'm surprised the city don't have one, but then, you know, there's not a lot of space.
There's no space in the city. The one I went to also was, you know that movie Sing?
Yeah.
I saw that one on the side of NASA Coliseum. So okay. Where they have like the electronic, like I guess you want to say the commercials.
Yeah, yeah.
That the huge billboard. We had that shit just on the side, and you put your radio station, whatever. The only thing that sucked was okay. So the movie started like at 7. The sun was still up.
Oh, so it was,
so
oh,
we're no. fucking we're facing the sun, trying to watch the movie here, and the sun's back here, fucking closing one eye, bringing down the fucking thing to fucking try to get some shadow.
At least it sucked. At least the one we went to, like.
That lady, shit, yeah. That, it was waited. Nighttime.
Yeah.
It was nighttime. That shit was in the corner. But that's the only good thing I've seen that it's brought back with the drive-ins, because you didn't see one for, fuck,
yeah, you don't,
for years.
Yeah, years.
For years until now.
Yeah, I liked it. I went like 3 times.
Three? Yeah, yeah. I've been a couple of times. And now you got also, that's about renting the movie theater, remember?
Yeah, AMC is doing it bucks. For 100 bucks. Rent. Is it the whole movie theater?
No, I
or
think
is
it's
it just like a room?
Yeah, just that room. You know, just that showing.
You know, that's not bad, I feel.
I never opened the link because I know I wanted to get back to it, but I forgot.
Yeah, me too.
But I don't know if you can pick the movie or if they're already saying like, this is the movie and that's it, or do you have a
I think you get to pick like some movies that they have available, or maybe right. The new ones that was supposed to be released, but it's not.
But this guy Liam Neeson has a movie dropping.
It's crazy. There's a lot of movies dropping.
But where the fuck they dropping to?
They either drop at the Apple store. Some's dropping it on Disney Plus. Some streaming services.
I think they're still coming out with Wonder Woman. They still plan on dropping that. No, they pushed it.
Yeah, I'm so sad.
That just sucks.
Yeah, they pushed so many great movies. I was hyped. I was hyped this year for a lot of good movies that was coming out.
Yeah, Wonder Woman. A lot of good.
Quiet Place 2.
Yeah, a lot of the Ghostbusters.
But everything. Unfortunately, it got pushed back.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
It sucks. But I give it up to Netflix and Hulu. They've been dropping some good content movies. Not a lot of great ones, but...
They did. They dropped a few good ones. They have a lot of good shows, but I just don't fucking... Yeah. I don't watch one fucking show. Because then I started binge-watching. I don't do what I'm supposed to do at home. I'm at work watching this shit. Like,
ask me.
All my priorities go out the fucking window so I can fucking finish. What's going on next?
I did that. I already watched like a couple of shows. But you should see my Netflix list. It's like...
The list?
The list is so long because I'm like, ooh, I want to see that. I want to see that. So many.
Nah,
these streaming services on Hulu. Today's what? The
19.
Tomorrow, Tuesday, because it's Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Hulu is supposed to be dropping this whole like COVID controversy, like talking with doctors and government officials about like how they knew all about this. And unfortunately, our government don't want to get too much into it because, like, you know, everybody has, you know, their theories and stuff. And I understand that. I'm not going to bash out. But they knew about this and the government didn't do anything.
Right.
Or, like, didn't take precautions because they're just like, oh, you're just doctors. You don't know. And it's just like, an official doctor that went to school for, like, 12 years at... Right, I think for your PhD, I think you got to go for 12 years.
Around there, yeah.
Or maybe a little more, maybe a little less, I don't know. But if a doctor, and I get it, there's not a lot of great doctors out there. But if a doctor is telling you, like, we don't know anything about this, we should take precaution now. Wouldn't you want to listen to that?
Should. You should. But see, who was this doctor? You know, like, was he like some Joe Schmo from... You know, from fucking Wisconsin, or
that's
was he at the CDC?
Like,
was he from Wuhan?
Yeah.
A Chinese virus.
Chinese virus, kung flu, like
kung flu. Yeah.
I'm sorry,
that's Trump, fucked up.
Trump, you crazy? I'm sorry, but you know, Trump is crazy. Little racist at the same time. So. It's funny. Don't get me wrong. Like I will laugh about it, but like you know, it's a little racist. But yeah, I want to see that documentary. It's supposed to be on Hulu dropping tomorrow on Tuesday.
You know what
I want to hear what they... am I going to believe a lot of it? I don't know.
Right.
because, you know, there's so many theories on it already that 5G waves or came from Wuhan and because bats, but it really came from a lab. But,
yeah. Supposedly it's patented. If it's patented, it comes from a lab. It's man-made.
Look, all I know is Simpsons were never wrong. So I believe it came from lab. And either somebody exposed themselves to it too much and then exposed one person, which exposed another person, and then that person came here and went to another country.
Right.
But just like the Simpsons.
Yeah.
I think he sneezed in the box.
Yeah.
And then it went to Homer. Homer opened it and then he got exposed and spread it all over, that all you see was the virus.
Yeah. Getting everybody
in the streets. Mm-hmm. And it was fun. Simpsons, of course, made fun of it because, like, the virus would stop at the red light and keep going. And then the government officials and the mayor of Springfield didn't do
much. Right, did the shit.
Yeah, and the doctor was just like, and people were like, oh, we want something now. And the doctor's like, we don't have anything. This sounds a lot just like us. We don't have anything. Are you getting let's say this. Are you getting the shot?
No.
Me either.
I'm not getting this fucking thing.
What if your job tells you to?
No. I guess I'll be unemployed. I can't.
Same here.
Again,
I'm not gonna be a guinea pig to
Man, they're still trying to come out with the vaccines.
Yeah.
There's various ones that haven't worked, other ones that have fucked up side effects. But the thing is, they're trying to rush it, and I understand we need it ASAP, but I think that they're rushing it is what's causing it not to come be perfect. I think that's what the issue is.
There was test trials in Africa and I think like one more other country.
Russia.
I think.
I know supposedly they had a positive case in Russia where they used a vaccine and it worked.
Yeah.
But I don't know if still to this day it was a cure or it reversed.
I'm not gonna trust that. And the funny thing is like Trump's trying to rush it.
Yeah.
Why he didn't get the test shot?
That's true too.
It's not fully made. I get it, but why he didn't try it out? Because he's saying it should work perfect.
It should.
But all he got was a bunch of steroids and B12s and whatever other things he got.
Because he's all the best doctors in the world.
Yeah, the best. The thing is, like, he doesn't wear a mask, unfortunately. And, of course, a lot of people see that. And they're just like, well, he's not wearing one. Why should I? I'm sorry. I went on a trip recently. I wore my mask the whole time. I don't care if the store didn't have a sign or, like, it did. There was a couple of states, and I'm not going to name them out. But it was a couple of states where, like, there was no mask required. I didn't see a sign or anything. And people were literally going in and out of the gas station with no mask on.
Yeah.
I had my mask on and I was getting dirty looks, but I did not care because...
That's stupid, you're getting dirty looks.
Yeah, people look at me with the side and like, oh my God, does he have it kind of look? And it's just like, I do stupid. Not care. And then there was some states that had the signs, but there were some people that weren't. There were some people that they didn't give a flying fuck if
So they never enforced it then?
Yeah. It wasn't fully enforced, even though there was a sign. But, and I'm just like, y'all crazy. Like, I understand it. Like, by law, you're not mandated to wear them. But it's real.
Right, it's you should.
Like, it's real. It's you real out there.
You should have that moral obligation to wear a mask. But there's, at least inside.
At least. Like, I know you're going in there for like 5 seconds. Grab something, pay, go.
You can cough when you're in there.
Yeah.
You like, sneeze. Like,
and then people going to look at you like...
Yeah.
Like they're going to want to fight you because you sneeze in a coffin next to them.
Nah, what was that? I was just in Jersey. And I walked into a deli. And I didn't know that delis don't sell beer. You have to go to a place that literally sells liquor and beer.
Okay. So not like ours.
Not like us. You go into a bodega, you pull out something like a 50-cent soda with a case of beer and you're good.
Yeah.
But over there they don't have that. So I walk into a deli and I go back and forth. I was like, bro, you don't got beer? He looked at me like I was crazy. He's like, no. I was like, I guess I'm stupid.
Yeah.
But he wasn't wearing a mask. And then there was a chick in there and she wasn't wearing a mask. She had her kid with her and the kid wasn't wearing a mask. But I was wearing mine. I was like, yeah, am I doing something wrong here? Like, yeah. First, I didn't know the dude don't have no fucking beard. Now I'm the only one to wear a mask. Like, is it fucking Jersey? You fucking weird bunch of weirdos. But in the hotel I was in, and everything was like, yeah, you gotta wear a mask while you're inside.
In the lobby place. And stuff. Yeah. Yeah, my hotel too, when I went to travel. Like, literally, it's like in the lobby, if you're gonna, even if the front desk, they had their plexiglass, yeah. They want you to still wear a mask. And I get it. Like, that plexiglass ain't gonna do nothing for you. Like,
No.
But, and it smelled. Like, I've been to that hotel plenty of times, and it's always smelled good, but it smelled like they were cleaning out. They were cleaning. They were, like, making sure, like, I guess the rugs was vacuumed good with whatever they were putting on there. Mm-hmm. They were cleaning. I saw them cleaning. They even refreshed my room, like. So it was like, if you stay long, they do it on every fourth day.
Okay.
But like, it was weird because they cleaned whatever, and then the next day I was just chilling, and then I got a knock on the door, and the lady's like, "Oh, we're here to refresh," and I'm like, "Huh?" She's like, "Refresh your room," and I'm like, "But they just cleaned yesterday." And she was like, "Oh," and then she was like, "But on our schedule it says for us to come refresh it." And I didn't even want to argue, because it was just like, maybe it is like they're supposed to refresh it again.
Right.
But I told them I'm gonna stay here and I'm gonna put my mask on. They were fine with it. But like they took every towel, even if it was clean and folded. It took everything, and they just put new ones.
Oh, good.
I was just like, okay. And then she, like, wiped down a little bit. I was like, okay. And then he I should have asked him what kind of spray it was, but he, like, sprayed some in the air. It didn't smell, like, fumy or anything. Mm-hmm. It didn't have no scent. But he, like, sprayed in the air and then sprayed it, like, on the bed, and he said, like, oh, give it a few.
Okay.
And then, but... I should ask him. I should be like, what is that? Maybe it's just some type of, like...
Probably some regular bullshit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know these hotels, you know, at least they're trying to enforce that.
Yeah.
It's because, obviously, before they weren't even open. So yeah. To understand, especially in Jersey, since they have all the casinos out there. But wasn't Jersey the one saying that you're not mandated to wear a mask?
Yeah.
And then
Jersey was the first one.
I think... The state, no, that was Georgia. Georgia was suing the mayor of Atlanta. Like, they're the own state suing the fucking mayor of the town or whatever, because she said that wearing a mask is not mandatory and it's up to you. So then now the whole state is suing her.
Yeah. And there was, I think, I don't remember what state, but I think they made it a law. To wear a mask.
Yeah.
I don't know. I remember hearing about it. I don't know if it like fully went through 100%.
Right.
But I remember I don't remember the state, unfortunately, but they were like, we're making it a law that you need to wear a mask. And if you're not wearing a mask, unfortunately, you're going to get fined and probably, like, you know, they're going to book you.
Right.
And people were flipping out about that too. And it was just like, at the end of the day, like, let's say our whole government's not, you know, protecting us, but your state, your mayor, your council, like, they want you to stay safe.
Right.
Just respect it. Like,
just go with
it. I don't know.
You know, it's for everybody's sake.
It's for everybody's sake.
Man, it's fucking ridiculous that they would make it your choice if you want to wear a mask inside of a hotel, inside of a grocery store, inside of a bank. It shouldn't be a choice. It just,
yeah.
You know, it should be mandatory. Listen, wear a mask.
Even these restaurants too. They're just like, once people sit, they're taking off their masks. And it's just like, that's not how it works.
Right.
You're supposed to have it on until you have
your food comes.
Your food comes. I know you know, you might have a drink or a cup of water, whatever. You know, you take a sip or whatever. Because you're not gonna have the straw in your mouth the whole time or the cup in your mouth the whole time. You know, and then you're supposed to throw your mask back on.
Yeah.
But people don't do that, and they're just chilling. And a lot of these,
they don't enforce that either.
And a lot of these restaurants, unfortunately, like, they're supposed to be social distancing. And, of course, New York is limited to that. But they're not.
No.
Like, these tables, some of these tables are super close. And yeah. It's just like...
It's not 6 feet apart.
It's supposed to be 6 feet apart.
Nah, that shit's stupid. Like, you walk through... Well, New York, you can't go inside. But in Long Island, you can. You walk through a restaurant with your mask on, sit at your table, take it off. What's the point?
Yeah.
You might as well just not walk with a mask at all.
Exactly.
Stupid.
I don't get it. I just feel like a mask is, unfortunately...
It's a tool right now.
It's basically a tool. Like, you know, I even sometimes go to the store and I'm like, oh shit, my mask.
Yeah, me too.
And or
I complain all day. I don't give a fuck.
I remember I went to the gas station to go inside and I got to the door and I saw the sign and I went like, I felt my face and I was like, oh shit, my mask. It's just like a mask is like a part of you at this point. Like
it
it's
is.
Part of a wallet, keys, yep. Phone, like mask.
Yep.
Like,
no, it's true.
It's crazy.
It's true. It's become part of your wardrobe and it's a necessary thing, like socks.
Yep.
People,
yep.
Don't wear shoes or socks without socks, okay? Like yeah. don't wear shoes without socks. Don't come over here with loafers without socks. But do not wear socks and sandals.
Please.
Okay? Don't come out here with the hippie shit. These are just free tips, okay?
Yes.
And these next tips, we're going to start charging you.
Yes.
But definitely sure. Wear a mask.
Yeah. Masks, at the end of the day, I feel like, do we know 100% if it's protecting you? Is it necessary? We don't know. But would it protect you, let's say, 50%?
Could be.
Could be. Those 50, you know, whoever you go to work, co-workers, my job is... Like, they want you to wear a mask. They want you to wear gloves at all time. Fortunately, gloves kind of sucks because it's just like you're touching everything.
Yeah.
You don't know if that surface or that doorknob has COVID. And then you touch it on something else.
Yeah.
The phone.
Yeah.
Like, unfortunately, you don't know. But at least you're wearing the gloves, I guess.
You constantly got to change your gloves, too. Yeah. It's so annoying.
Some of them, like, unfortunately, like, my job, it's a lot of physical stuff. So sometimes I'm grabbing and then it rips. And I'm just like, son of a bitch. Like, I got to put another one on.
The shit that makes me laugh at are the people, though, that not only, like, the mesh masks. Because that's stupid. I understand you want to breathe. But a mesh mask is not really going to prevent... When you fucking sneeze, or you burp, or you fucking, or you know, cough, that mesh is not really gonna fucking protect and keep it in.
Yeah.
But these people coming out with, they'll have holes in their fucking mask because they can't breathe, so they make a hole.
Oh God, yeah.
Like, are you fucking stupid?
There's that lady at the gas station.
Yeah.
Or a convenience store, I don't remember what it was, and the guy recorded her, and she came back like, why are you recording me?
Yeah.
And he kind of made fun of her too, like, oh, where you got that mask? And she's like, oh, you know, I just bought one and cut a hole in it.
It defeats the purpose.
And she's like, that's not what it's used for. I hate, just like De Blasio, he was just like,
yeah,
it's supposed to be like this, not like this, under your nose or on your chin, like a chin guard.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Supposed to cover your face from your nose to your chin.
Yeah, don't use smart thing he said in his fucking whole fucking life.
Yeah.
Fucking bozo.
Unfortunately, we don't got the best two people right now. But
no.
De Blasio did handle some things good for the most part, but then now he's just like, maybe he's tired of it too, and he's just like, you know what, whatever. Like, I don't even care anymore.
I think he's tired of that certain group of people in Brooklyn not wearing their fucking masks.
Yeah,
that's why he kind of cracked down on them, and they're like, oh, he's being racist. He's not being racist.
No,
it's just you guys that don't wear your mask, and now you want to fucking riot in Borough Park and fucking burn all your PPEs and your protective your protective masks and. Come on, man.
It's stupid. I don't know. Mask. I don't care. You wear a mask. I don't care if it's N95, it's a regular fancy designer mask. If it has a print on it, has a freaking embroidered on it. Like,
I still want to get some mat though, some mats done. But that's just a fucking expensive, man.
Yeah, man.
Just a, I want like the Facts of Life logo. Facts. Yeah, but it's just a fucking like, pricing.
Like for what? Like 20 is like almost close to like 200. It's just like
Yeah, you're crazy with that price.
I think the cheapest for 20, I think was like 180, but I'm still like, it's still a lot.
Yeah,
it's just like, and it's unfortunately like you're not gonna sell it. It's
right.
Like,
I'm gonna have 20 masks just sitting around like, oh, okay, I got one for each day of the fucking month.
Yeah.
The fuck. Like, damn, Alex, wear the same mask now, bro. It's a new one every day.
Look, honestly, like, I'll wear my mask for the week for work, and then I'll move on to the next one. But I'll make sure, like, I spray it down so it's sanitized. As
right.
And that's it. Like, I'm not going to wear a different mask every part of the week. Like, that's a little too much for me.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm not going to buy 30 masks for a month.
Bro.
Like, I'm going to wear one for the week, move on to the next one.
Carmen pulled out a bag like this, full fucking mask.
Mask.
She's like, well, you know, the other mask I have. I was like, yeah, that's fucking quite a few you have there. She's like, yeah, but, you know, they're just like $2 each. I'm like, okay, I'll give you that.
$2 each, that's not
because if you spend like $15-$20, then you have a problem.
Yeah.
But they're like $2 each.
Unfortunately, let's see. I think I got 3 masks for like 30, which wasn't bad.
That's not bad. It's not huge.
And then the other 3 masks that I got before they gave me some free ones was like $20 each plus shipping.
Bam.
So it was like $60. But damn. I got away with the shipping because I found the discount code.
That's what it's there for, man.
But like, at this time, masks are expensive.
Yeah. Yeah, people definitely take advantage of that shit.
I'll definitely try to find deals. Like, 3 for $10, 2 for $10, like, 2 for $15, whatever it takes.
I know, like, with me, since I have the beard, it sucks to wear a mask because it starts, like, indenting my chin.
Yeah.
And then it looks like a Aladdin shoe. Like, it fucking curves up and shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so annoying. Kid. So now I got to carry a brush everywhere so I can brush my fucking beard.
Yep.
So I found it's best is to have the mask. It's like a, kind of like the tube ones that you pull through, pull over your head.
The neck
face ones. Shield. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Those are better. It keeps your beard flat.
Yeah.
And you're not getting no indent.
This guy at my job wears one. Puts it right here and that's it. He works. I don't know. I wonder if those are... I never asked them, but I should. How breathable are they? Like,
pretty good.
Compared to a regular, like, around the nose mask. I mean, around the ears mask.
They're pretty good. I have two of those. Well, I have actually more than that shit. But the thing is, I saw a deal, I think, on Instagram. It was like 6 of those face shields for like... $15.
Oh, and you get one free?
Yeah.
I saw that, dude.
it's a stupid commercial. Hey, man, where'd you get that mask? Oh, no, it's a face shield.
Yes, yes.
Right? So, this is mad annoying.
Come on.
Mad corny, but it was like 6 for mad cheap.
But that's a good price.
So
like,
I bought them shits, but I bought them shits like last year, way before any of this happened. And I had a reason to wear it because whenever you go outside with a mask, like, oh my God, he's wearing a mask. Yeah.
Unless you're working out.
Yeah. Now I have a reason to fucking wear a mask. It's crazy how we go from you can't wear a mask, you can't go to a bank wearing a mask, you know.
Yes, yes.
And then sometimes...
Face covering, as they called it.
And then and you have to go somewhere and show your ID. But how do you know that's me? You're looking at my eyes. You're not looking at my face. I actually saw a picture that they had a pic. It was for a bank. Like, these masks are acceptable. So it's like a regular face mask. And I said, these are not. It was a fucking ski mask.
But what if it's cold outside?
Imagine pulling up in a bank with a ski mask. Just with the eyes and the mouth.
Well, no, you can't even show your mouth. So it's going to just be eyes.
Oh, my God. Come here. Look at my fucking... Fuck. I forgot the fucking guy's name.
I'm gonna like the people from Home Alone, like just
fucking wet bandits. That shit's retarded, man. This shit's definitely turned into a fucking trend.
Yeah.
Everybody's just capitalizing on that shit.
Yeah. I know a lot of celebrities got bashed for it. For just being like, oh, you're trying to take our money. It's just like, you know, at the end of the day, everybody needs money. You know why? Because they're not working. They're not touring. They're not making music. Whatever they do.
Right.
They're not going to the studio. They're trying to make them a little bit of money. $30, I'm sorry, The Rock, but, like, that's a lot of money.
It is, but, you know, according to the way it was made, supposedly, like, he's saying it's worth it. But the shit is, they don't offer free shipping.
Yeah, you know? That's the thing, too.
So I'm going to spend $40, $50 on one mask?
I don't know where they get their shipping.
And it's only one color. Like, come on, bro. If you would have had black, which is a neutral color, you know...
What is it, brown?
No, it's like my uniform.
Oh.
Which is not that bad, but...
Yeah. Like a navy blue.
But not everybody wears that.
Yeah, no.
So, what the fuck? These people, everybody's capitalizing.
Yeah. At the end of the day, everybody's capitalizing. Like, you complain, like, the celebrities making masks, but you're going to go to Gap.
Right. Oh, I guess that's time to go, people.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening to us. Make sure you wear your mask.
Wear your mask. For sure.
And that's a fact.
That's a definite fact.